This is P.J. Kaiser. This is the second part of my reading of my serial story, The Pianist, Part 2. Megan recoiled as if she had been shot in the chest. What do you mean? I mean all of this. It's leaving me cold. All I'm doing is channeling Liszt, Mozart, and Beethoven. What are you talking about? Nobody on the planet has the mastery that you do over the keyboard. Your interpretation of these pieces is nothing short of creative genius. No, you don't get it. That's the point. There's nothing creative at all about what I do. It's mechanical. The composers, or subsequent editors, analyzed and interpreted the pieces and wrote down the formulas, notes, rhythm, accents, dynamics, tempo demarcations. Once the eyes and the fingers are trained to interpret, it becomes simply a matter of execution. No, Andrew, you're wrong. What you do is so much more than simply execute. You interpret these formulas in such a way... No. Anybody with enough training can do it. I have an advantage simply because of my memory. After playing a piece just a few times, I remember not only the notes, but every marking. I still remember pieces that I played as a boy and my mother spin it. That just proves that you're simply the best at what you do. You can't stop now. Megan shifted in her chair. Besides, if you stopped, what would you do? I don't know. Maybe I could be the captain of a pirate ship. Aye, mateys, you'll walk the plank if you ask me to play that song one more fucking time. My God, I really need that vodka now. This isn't funny, Andrew. This is your career. You need to give this serious thought and figure yourself out. We also have commitments for the next 6 months at least. Your CD comes out in August and... Oh, screw it. Who needs another CD of Bach Preludes and Fugues anyway? Never mind, don't answer that. You know what would make me feel better? Megan furrowed her brow. What? A little roll in the hay? Megan stood and placed her glass on the side table. God, Andrew, there's a limit to the things I'm willing to do to help your career. Oh, come on, Megan, I was only joking. She gave him another reprimanding look, then stood and kissed him on the cheek. Get some rest, and we'll talk in my office tomorrow. She marched out the door. Borchesky watched the door drift close and poured another drink. Thanks very much for listening. For more fiction... by me, P.J. Kaiser, you can go to www.inspiredbyreallife.com, and you can also find me on Twitter at Double Latte Mama. That's D-O-U-B-L-E, Latte, L-A-T-T-E, Mama, M-A-M-A. Thanks for listening.